Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey, have you guys seen Men, Women, and Children? Because I haven't.
No, I... What?
What? Wait, what? The fuck is going on here? I thought we... Wait. Lightning's cracking outside. It's the 13th of October. Ooh. Is this a hidden... What have you done?
We found a hidden Sandler movie.
Does that mean you're not going to air it during the summer?
No, I'm going to put it right in the middle of October for a spooky episode. Because Justin has cursed us. On Have You Seen?
I mean, with Sandler in general or this movie?
This, I think, in general, because about a month ago was Justin's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you out. I got you.
You got it.
I got you a Sandler prayer candle, and for the past year, I've been lighting it every time we get together to watch a Sandler movie. Neither of you noticed.
To keep where Sandler's did you keep
it? Was it
right
there?
Up there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In plain view. I wasn't hiding it.
I wouldn't look up there.
It was lit. Okay. It was a light source less than 4 feet from you, so it was charged with Sandler energy by the time I gave it to you. And...
I broke it.
What have you wrought upon us?
And since I broke it, a hidden Sandler movie has popped up on the radar.
What do you mean? You've been doing Sandler movies for 3 goddamn years on this podcast.
This is one that I have never heard of or seen.
Right?
But it came out, and he's in it.
You know where it came from.
Where?
Me. I added to this curse. Dug it up one night in the funeral burial yards when I was editing Sandler episodes.
You could have just kept it to yourself.
I could have. And I saw this, and I was like, hmm. And because I was reading through Sandler's IMDb, as I often do in posting episodes, to get the info correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at posters and movies, and I'm like, oh, he's been on a lot of TV shows here around the point where we're getting episodes out. And I see this, and my heart sinks, and an icy chill takes over the room. The lights dim, and the cats, like, their hackles go up. And I realize this movie has a poster with Sandler's name on it.
Yep. It sure does.
And I sent it to you, and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't see anything there.
How did you break the candle if you didn't know it was there?
No, he gave it to me on my birthday, and he said that he'd been lighting it for a year.
Oh, I see, I see. Mm-hmm.
Trying to see if you
charging
noticed.
It before you mm-hmm. gave it.
Yeah, it was, oh, and you unleashed that Sandler energy in the most chaotic
way
possible.
Mm-hmm. And I accidentally knocked it over, and it fell.
Well, first it was out here, and I noticed the cats knocked it over a couple of times, so I put it in your room for safety.
Animals.
So much power.
Animals can sense danger, right?
Yeah, they tried to destroy it, but at least it broke on that side of the house, so that'll be like the Sandler side.
Mm, yeah.
You'll just have nightmares of rewatching Little Nicky.
Not Jack and Jill again.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Bedtime stories.
Gobbity. So what we're going to do tonight is go around and guess what we all think this movie is going to be about.
Yep. Based solely on the title.
Men, Women, and Children. We looked at the poster.
It's weird.
It didn't help one bit.
It did not.
It's a bunch of people standing... Room.
It's an art piece.
It's
a painting. It's a graphic design. I did not spoil myself on purpose when I found this. I sent you both the poster,
mm-hmm.
and I zoomed in on the part where it said Adam Sandler. But, Justin, you know the rules of this podcast.
Sure.
You have to have watched a movie, and so you've watched this already once, I assume.
No, I haven't.
So you're breaking even more rules and compounding the curse.
I was compelled.
the rules of the Sandler list.
We'll let you go first, Justin. Okay. What do you think this is going to be about?
So I think this is going to be a large cast movie, and he's going to be one of many members of the cast. I'm not sure how much he's actually going to be in the movie.
Hopefully. He playing Mr. Men, Women, and Children?
I doubt it that he's named Men, Women, and Children. I'm guessing he's going to be a sample of men. Like, the men in
this
the movie.
Might be the golden egg that Josh has been, like, buying for.
The Polar Express.
Where he plays the men, women, and the children.
That was going to be my pitch.
Oh, shit.
This is the Polar Express Sandler movie.
Yeah, we'll kind of just go all at once.
Except we saw the poster. We saw the poster and they don't all appear to be Sandler.
I have a dark feeling that this is going to be another Funny People.
What does that mean?
You saw the movie, like, Funny People.
No, I know, but do you mean, like, famous
comedians? What I mean
comedians,
by that is a bunch, like, famous of famous actors? Comedians being reined in and made sad.
Yeah.
Instead of funny.
Because of the movie plot, right? Not because of the job they're being forced to do.
I don't know at this point. Yeah. Shrug.
This is a two-hour movie.
I don't think this is a Sandler movie.
Happy Madison?
And that it's a Happy Madison movie and that he's, like, the star.
Okay.
I'm guessing that he's in the movie.
Yeah.
And he's, like, in the top billing. Maybe not top billing, but he's, like, in, you know, he's on the poster.
I also did due diligence to make sure this wasn't a Netflix movie. Screw ourselves. Those are fans.
This was a theatrical release?
Yeah.
When was this?
2014.
Yeah. What else was around this time? This was right as he was getting really going with the Hotel Transylvania.
He's a parent by now, so this movie makes sense for
this
him.
Could be a dad movie.
Could be a dad movie.
Oh, wow. Live action or animated?
Live action. Absolutely.
None of us know anybody else who's in this. We purposefully have blinded ourselves to this terror. Yeah, I think it's going to be a dramatic rom-com where he's one of three or
Sandler's
four main characters.
Given, right?
Sandlot, yes or no?
No Sandlot.
Because he didn't sneak him in
he
movies
didn't direct
that aren't
it, no,
necessarily his.
Not enough to count for
I don't
Sandlot.
Think there's going to be any Sandlot. Okay. If there one, is, it's going to be Sandlot. One.
Yeah. Yeah. 2014, probably Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
He was coming hot off of that. Which... surprisingly, really good movie that you've never made us watch.
Oh, we'll
thankfully.
Get there.
Good movie, though.
We'll get there. I like Grandma's Boy.
I do, too. Well, I did last time I saw it, which was probably now over a decade ago.
Yeah.
Had it on DVD. Famously smoked my first joint out of a Grandma's Boy case. Like, somebody was smuggling it across state lines in a Grandma's Boy DVD clamshell case.
Very apropos.
Yeah. Really, really good times. Living in the Midwest where it was highly frowned upon. I still don't think
smuggling
it's legal in that
through
state.
The dark DVD drug smuggling business.
Yeah, a single joint that my friend brought up to smoke with me on vacation.
How many ounces of weed have been
And like
smuggled?
Most people's first time. I didn't feel it.
Oh, sure.
She left it with me the second half of the joint, and I was by myself, like, the next weekend or something, alone at home, and I was like, alright, might as well give it a try. Had a great fucking time.
There we go.
Yeah. That My Chemical Romance Welcome to the Black Parade video came on, and it was the first time I'd ever seen it. Fuck yeah, danced around the room to it, and then took, like, the best walk ever.
You can have some good walks.
I'm just trying to remember the good times. Before it's all over,
Before
boys.
Before it's all over, we gotta watch this movie.
Yeah, this two-hour...
mystery.
Complete.
Maybe it is a mystery.
Someone dropped this people. In our trick-or-treat bag this month.
Unwanted.
Yeah, this
it's like
is,
whenever
this
someone
is a
hands you a rotten piece of fruit.
Yeah, this is worse than, like, floss in your trick-or-treat bag. Because it's useless and no one's ever heard of it. Wow. Do you think the men, women, and children are all going to get equal screen time?
Do you think all the women are going to be in love with Sandler?
No.
No.
I think
it's going to be a bunch of couples vying after, like, one woman.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a bunch of couples, kind of like a
I think it's a bunch of couples.
The one with the sequel.
Yeah.
Grown-ups.
Cabin Fever.
Yeah. Oh, Grown-ups, yeah.
That's why I asked if they're all going to get screen time, because there's famously the one scene where the women get to, like, ogle or oogle some guy by the pool.
Yeah.
And then he has a funny castrato voice. So we're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2014's Men, Women, and Children here on Have You Seen? Pray for us. And we're back, just having seen Men, Women, and Children.
All three of those things were in this movie.
Lightning cracks.
Sandler was only a man.
He was. He didn't play everyone. He hardly played the character he was given.
Yeah, I don't know that this is a Sandler movie.
Yeah, it
I gotta
really
check the bingo card.
Real cursed.
It's a serious Sandler. If it is a, this is serious Sandler.
It's a very
funny
serious
And for being a serious Sandler... It starts with him jerking off in his son's room.
Not the first time, not the last time either.
No, it's consistent throughout the movie because his internet doesn't work on his computer.
It's like infected with malware or something.
And he can't just get a new one.
This movie is so 2012 coded. Like online speak, like the way the narrator's talking, the way
they show a lot
people
of text conversations and user.
The
emails.
Why you know knock poster.
I don't mind when they show text like this when I can actually read it and it's like big and
sure.
Digitally implanted on screen.
I like they're trying to do something with that. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a fun special effect. That's about all I can say on the good side. Now let's get to the bad side for the second hour of the Oh wow. It actually started with Voyager, because they had a bit too much money. This movie cost $16 million to make.
They actually filmed in space.
There's about 16 high-paid characters in this, and they were like, we have extra money, let's bookend it with space?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
The Voyager thing, I don't get it. It made it seem like it was... It made it
saying
seem
that nothing matters.
More self-important.
This movie was up its own ass. It was a book before
very
it was a
artsy.
Movie. I wouldn't say artsy. I would say if like a boardroom of producers wanted to make a
I gotta see what that book is.
Artsy movie. Because there was not a single artist involved with most of this movie.
Just the poster.
Yeah. Which was a painting, to be fair. We get to Sam. There's so many people.
There's a
so
lot of characters.
Many people, and I don't remember hardly any of their names.
So we'll dissect
I don't think
it.
Said most of their names.
We'll dissect it by family.
Sure.
Okay.
That's a good way to do it.
So first family,
the Sandlers.
It's the Sandlers family. Sandler plays Don.
Yeah. Not Sandler Rich.
Not Sandler Rich, but they're doing okay. He's an accountant.
Well, yeah, they're doing well. I just when I say Sandler Rich, to harken back to
he's
our
not
other
Mr.
movies,
Deeds.
He's not. He doesn't own a town like Grown Ups 2. Yeah, yeah. Doing quite well off, but there's a problem with his marriage.
Yeah, they've just like lost the spark.
He wants to. It seems there's like a it seems kind of one sided at first.
Sort of. He's not putting a whole lot of effort in.
Exactly. Yeah, they're both in bed reading their tablets late at night. Doing word puzzles, and he's like, well, what about tonight? And she's like, And he's like, it's been 2 months. She's like, no.
Well, that they were in front of their kid whenever he brought
He had headphones on. Yeah. And you can't hear anything through headphones. Yeah. You can tell they're not really interacting with their family either because they're all in the living room together. And the littlest kid is in front of them with headphones on an iPad, just completely disconnected from the world.
In fact, I think that's the only time we see this other little kid.
Yeah. There are some characters we only see once in this movie and then they're gone. Like, The one kid's mom later.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons' wife. So back to Sandler's relationship with... He doesn't really have one with his son.
They both jerk off.
Yeah. To what the narrator considers extreme porn. But what they show us are like kind of milquetoast jerk-off instruction videos where it's just a woman like... Oh, yeah, now start. And it's like, well, that doesn't seem very extreme to me. Some of the tabs they showed were...
The thing is that he's, like, addicted. He can't get an erection unless he's watching porn.
Oh, that's what the narrator felt kind of judgy.
Yeah.
Because she pops up when the son and Sandler both have boners, and hardly any other time throughout the movie. The narrator is...
Emma Thompson.
Yes. She wasn't... Was she in the... I always think of her in that really magical movie, Nanny McPhee. Because I think that's one of the first movies she wrote and, like, directed herself. But she's the director, and she's like, he's narrator. Been watching... Yeah. He's been watching porn since he was 10 years old. It's like a BBC documentary. He's been getting into more and more... dangerous subject matter. It's just like a clothed woman on screen being like,
start,
I'm gonna stop. Count down from 10 and you're gonna come. And that's as like dangerous as it is.
She also slams Sandler too, because he's like, he considered masturbating to just his imagination, but the years of watching porn has rendered it useless.
That's like a Simpsons joke from the 90s. It's so hack at this point in the movie already, and I knew I was in for a long haul. Just like, no character hardly does any talking.
And so their son is addicted to porn.
Is he? Porn. Is he addicted to porn?
He can't get it up does without
it,
porn.
Okay. It does say that.
We saw it happen.
I'm not saying that he's addicted to porn. I'm saying he could have just been really nervous because that was his first time. He
could have been really nervous.
Yeah. That's what, when we were watching it, that's what I mean by could you explain what's going on here? Because it was showing...
The movie implied...
A lot of discomfort and like awkward and anxiety constantly. It implied a lot. But I was never like, okay, could I get one fucking concrete answer? Because I don't know if he was addicted to porn or if he was just having troubles being nervous.
He was definitely nervous. Like, that scene was so hard to watch. It was awkward.
The extended 16-year-old sex scene. It was like one of many. Yeah. It's not like a graphic sex scene, don't get us wrong. At first we were like, okay, what's this movie rated? Because Sandler sits down to jerk off and we're like, are we going to get like unrated Sandler?
That's why no one's ever heard or talked about this.
You can't find this streaming anywhere. It might have been scrubbed for some reason.
Which I don't get why. It wasn't offensive.
No. It's bad.
Yeah.
But it's not offensive. It's no worse than any of the other
ones. It's not like... it didn't evoke a visceral hatred out of me, like, watching, like,
Zohan
or... Or Chuck I now Larry. Pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Or Jack and Jill, yeah. I think those are the most the evil trifecta of this whole watch. Like, if you were forced to watch all of them except one in this whole run, which would you have chosen to not watch? And you had an interesting one earlier.
Yeah, 8 Crazy Nights for me.
Why?
I want to keep my image of Sandler purely in the real world.
Oh. Okay.
I don't like what he did to animation.
What about Hotel Transylvania?
Okay, besides that. Okay.
He's rated in that one.
Hotel Transylvania is fine.
Yeah. I understand, because once he's a cartoon, he can, like, do anything.
Oh, they did shit in that movie. Yeah. And piss.
There were deer
they
shit.
Did, yeah. They did a lot of shit and piss in that movie.
There was a lot of deer piss in the last Grown Ups, right? Or it was one of the movies started with a CGI deer walking through the house. Remember?
No fart, poop, or like no jokes like that in this movie.
No jokes. Which is why you don't get any.
There was a joke in this movie, and it made me laugh.
Because it wasn't Sandler, yeah.
It was the one joke.
We'll get to that, though, because we're almost done with Sandler's family. Sandler and his wife become cheaters?
Yeah.
They see an Ashley Madison ad on television, and it's like, why don't you do what everyone else is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Cheat. And they both kind of look at each other, and they're like...
Maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't.
And she's like, well, I know I can, but can you? And he's like, well, I have a pretty big bank account. What's her name?
I don't know.
His wife.
I don't. Sandler wife.
Well, I don't mean in the movie. I mean the actor, because she looked so familiar. So he gets on a website that's like a sex... escort.
He finds like an escort service, and he finds a sex worker.
Yeah. Well, he gets to put in a bunch of like he gets to qualifiers. Be precise.
Very
he's like,
precise.
It has this thing like, what kind of boobs would you like her to have? And it's a drop down menu.
800 an hour.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's all these drop down menus.
There was a more expensive.
They made her for him, like out of all these options.
It's just for longer amounts of time.
Oh, okay. Well,
the more expensive option.
Maybe there's dirtier things you can do. Or maybe you can listen to like lay on his chest and listen to him cry and pay.
I was really on. She's just gonna like.
She'd just be like, no. That scene where he asked that would have been funny.
So, he gets a sex worker. His wife doesn't. She just goes on Ashley Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of... That's something that's on the Sandler bingo card. There's a shitload of branding in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything is a real thing. It's not like...
Yeah,
he's playing video games. Yeah. We were waiting for it, too.
It was World of Warcraft in the novel.
Except for that one...
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the guitar game?
The guitar game.
I was like, what the fuck is that? Because I know most guitar games. They were playing with a real guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And before you write in to fapcheck@gmail.com to tell me it's Rocksmith or Rocksmith 2014 or Rocksmith 2014 Remastered, it wasn't any of those. Or Rocksmith, whatever the new bullshit streaming one is, because that didn't come out till 2020-something. This was 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this game was, but I'll do some research on it later, maybe. I do more research based on a Sandler movie. Ugh. So, he gets a prostitute, a sex worker. His wife goes out and sleeps with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very explicit scene.
Oh, yeah.
She's
with
like
the dirty talk.
Oh yeah, he's like
dirty
talk dirty, and she's like, "I want to feel your penis." He's like, "You can do better, baby." She's like, "I know, I can. Give me one more shot. Could we take that again? No, let's leave it in." we get the glowing afterglow of the sex that they've had. Surprised they're not laying in bed smoking together.
Right? Like, yeah. Seemed much more satisfied than Sandler did with his experience.
He's almost crying, and he's like, can you lay on my hairy chest? She's like, I did not get paid enough in the movie or real life for this. His kid, meanwhile, is having like a sexting affair with the girl at school.
Yes, the head cheerleader or...
And this will probably be like the family we talk about next because it's pretty quick.
And it's tangentially related.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I like you. And she's like, I want to fuck. It's like, she's in the mall with her mom and she's like, I'm in the mall with my fucking mom. She talks like Deb from Dexter.
Some real
when she's texting.
Facial reactions of her thinking.
I like
in
this
texting scene.
Not a lot of people talk in this movie, though. It's a lot of texting, a lot of the narrator.
A lot of facial expression, face
mm-hmm.
acting.
And he's like, what would you do to me if you were here? And she's like, I don't know, I'd put my hands all over you. And he's like, what would you do if I was like tied up like a bad little naughty baby? And she's like, bro, I'm at the mall with my mom. I'd spank you. He's like, I just came.
I think she said, I'd ride you.
Yeah.
Which was not deviant enough for him. He was not.
But she still got the response, I just came. Uh-huh. And he's like, yeah.
Thanks.
And she did not respond to that.
A plus on the text. So Sandler's wife was in Smile 2, which we just watched, and it was pretty good. Yeah. But I'm looking for something a little older. Like, I think she was on a sitcom back in the day.
Maybe.
Let's get on to that family, because I think we're pretty much done with the Sandler
one. So, this girl wants to be an actress real mm-hmm. bad.
She's a head cheerleader.
And her mom is lived in L.A. for a little bit, trying to be an actress. Hooked up with a producer. That's how she ended up with her daughter.
Well, she got married, moved back. Came with a car and a child support check mm-hmm. every month.
Which she said, to be fair, he never was late on either.
Sure, sure. Oh, she's in The Odd Life of Timothy Green.
Oh,
have you seen that?
I've never even heard of that.
It's about two parents that really want a baby, but they can't have a baby, so they make a baby with a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a horror movie?
No. No, it's like a feel-good family movie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not, though. It's probably more of a horror movie. Yeah, they, like, plant a seed, and they're like, I wish I had a son, and he grows out of the ground, and it's just their son.
Does he look like a plant?
I think he has, like,
green?
He has, like, plant hair.
I think he has, like, an alfalfa, no pun intended, like, hair sprout. Okay. It's a I'm just imagining it's a Pikmin now, with, like, the leaf. <Yeah. laughs> So she's in bad movies.
and her mom is supportive?
Is another thing where I wish they had gone a little deeper. She's your photographer. There were too many characters, and this is a point where I wish we could have
this
dug
in
deeper.
This is the darkest one,
because
in my opinion.
At first, it was really hard to tell whether she was... Everyone's riding the line in this movie. And it's not in a way that makes you, like, conflicted. It's just, like, what are they doing? It's confusing. Because she is being really supportive, but at the same time, you think she's living vicariously through her daughter. Because she's, like, taking photos
taking
of her
pictures of
everywhere
everyone.
She is.
Like, and they have I really think it was her mom the first time.
No, I thought it was, like, her friend.
I thought it was, like, some sleazy... Because she's,
agent.
Like, taking pictures of her in lingerie
well, that
stuff.
They have a home studio.
And I was like, oh, that's her mom? That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was weird to begin with, but that makes it even weirder that it was her mom. And then I kind of forgot about that. And then...
You'll forget about that, but then you'll remember hard.
And then they came back and the rest of their
Because Josh had a good point. If she's trying to get into acting and not just modeling, she should have an agent.
Mm-hmm.
She should be going out to auditions.
There are very well-known ways to go about
exactly
that.
They stumble upon it at the mall.
There's like a talent search.
Yeah.
Happens to be at the mall.
And she gives a great audition. She's like one of the best. I didn't know she was younger than 16. Because they're like ages 6 through 16. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, she's obviously aged out of this. Nope. Her and her mom have the same haircut. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I bet they share clothes.
Probably.
But they sign up. It's not a scam, which is where I thought this was going. A mall talent agency. It's like, oh, we get property rights to all of your stuff now or something.
It was like for a reality show.
Which is real bad for kids. Don't put kids
probably
on reality
shows. Probably good that
she
didn't get in the
exactly.
show.
Exactly. But her mom's pushing for it and she's pushing for
it.
She
wants it, yeah.
And this will be the next family we go to. Hank. What's his...
Sure, but we're not done with him.
I'm just saying I want to establish because... She's been dating a man.
Yeah,
She's a single mom.
She's a single mom, and she goes to, like, a some kind of parent function.
Yeah.
Where they meet up with crazy, overbearing lady.
Jennifer Gardner. I thought Jennifer Gardner was doing a therapy session with Hank. But no, she was just...
I think she's just spouting.
I think you're right. I thought she was, like, a full-on therapist after this... The way she was, like, commanding him, like, you need to do this with your son. I was like, oh!
But they meet at this...
They meet outside of it. Which is the strangest part.
They meet there, but they start talking.
I didn't know anyone else was in the house other than Heather.
No, all three of them were in there. That's why I thought it was some parent conference thing. Oh, because all of them have kids in high school.
And they make fun of her after when they leave the house.
How could she have made fun of what she was saying if she wasn't there?
That's what I couldn't understand. But yeah, this is the funniest scene in, I think, the movie. Is she's like, and she has a zipper on her daughter's vagina and has tracker shoved down her throat.
Because she's this...
We'll get to it, but...
It was really funny. It was like, she's like, that's why I installed a computer in my daughter's brain.
Yeah.
And I key coded her vagina.
Yeah, she's like mocking this overprotective helicopter mom. Which I thought she might be a come at first, but no, she, like you said, is either supportive or dementedly living through her daughter.
It's worse.
It's worse. We're riding a fine line, and it's worse. It's disaster. Instead of riding the knife's edge, we finally get to the tip of the edge and fall off. She has a website that we see several times throughout this movie. I bet it's way worse than the book, by the way.
Sure.
Because, you know, books... We've talked about it. They don't need a rating system. They don't need anything, so they get really dark. Their website, they're promoting it the whole movie. They're adding photos of her, like, as a cheerleader, doing, like, plays. Sandler's son is editing her videos for her. Mm-hmm. And he's like, maybe we cut out some of the dancing. Because she's just like, la, la, la. She's like, no, you have to leave in the dancing. It's the best part. And he's like, I've used every wipe I have on this editing software. I need to trim it down. But the mom had received a DM.
Oh, boy.
And it was from...
A
pervert.
A pervert.
What do you call them? A PDF file these days? Yeah, so you don't get canceled for saying pedophile? Yeah, it's strange that we can get canceled for saying the words of bad, like, names of bad people.
Ophelia file or whatever.
Oh, no, Justin, you don't know the differences.
I don't. I know. I've just heard that actually, word before.
Yeah. She's within the age range where it's not pedophilia. Yeah. It's another Latin term for bad person. So, her mom has been selling pictures of her, which is way worse than just posting pictures or selling them to a child agency.
And, like, making a public link on the site that anyone can access?
At the bottom of the site. I guess her daughter doesn't know how to scroll down.
While her daughter is in an active talent search?
Like... Yeah. And they see this and they're like, so you're pimping out your daughter? And selling, like, very sexy, scandalous photos of her to online men? And she's like, yeah. And they're like, well, you can't do that.
Yeah, we're not okay with that.
And she's like, I thought everyone was okay with this. And you can tell something in her clicks where she's like, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah. And she tells this to her...
The guy she's been seeing
for a little bit. And he's like, maybe we should take a step back.
You know, you're the first woman I've seen since me and my wife broke up. Maybe we should take slow things down a little.
Then he tells her daughter.
She doesn't tell her daughter.
She doesn't tell her daughter.
She tells her daughter that she takes down the website, but she does not tell her. Oh yeah, she sold pictures of her.
She needs to give her that money. That's gross.
Yeah.
Daughter gets very upset about taking down the website.
Oh yeah, because she thinks it's her future.
Mm-hmm.
The mom slaps her.
I can't. Oh my god. I thought she was going to tell her.
Yeah.
The fact that she didn't tell her at all makes it, like...
Bad.
Like, it was always going to be bad, but then it could have been at least, like...
A redemption.
Some attempt at redemption, but no.
She
slaps her.
And, one of the closing scenes, he gets back together with her.
Yeah. Bang.
He's like, I guess it wasn't that bad. I get it. She's cute. Run away. Run far away. So that's the photography family.
Yeah.
On to Hank and his son. Recently, his wife has left him, moved to California, because I got really Republican vibes from the very start of this. I was like, this is a weird underground conservative movie, isn't it? Because it takes place in Texas. And one of the wives runs away to California, and one of the wives has sex with a black man cheating on her husband. And not only that, but I'm saying things were adding up during this movie where I was like, a very conservative man wrote this. family values movie.
A family values movie, yeah.
No one had a Texas accent one at all, though. Mm-hmm. This is like California Republican set in Texas. Hank, his wife, has left. His son used to play football.
Quit the football team.
Because he didn't want to get permanent fucking injuries.
It seemed like he didn't really care about football much to begin with. And he especially doesn't once he's depressed after his mom leaves.
Once his, like, fellow football just beat the shit out of him.
And he's more philosophical. He's like, I like space because it proves nothing matters.
And Guild Wars.
Ah, he loves, he might like space, but he loves Guild Wars. I don't want to play football, I want to play Guild Wars.
As a line.
Probably one of my favorite scenes is the kid almost crying saying that.
It's a good, he was a little too old to be saying this. This is like something, like maybe a 9 or 10 year old says if you take away their tablet because it's time to go inside Walmart. Like, oh, I want to play Guild Wars. It was bad.
I don't
he was
understand.
Like,
Guild Wars is my life now.
I've put in a lot of time, Dad, and invested a lot of your money. You deleted the program? That doesn't matter. I can reinstall it. No, son. I called the credit card company and canceled the account. It's a pretty hardcore move.
Sure.
But
I'm pretty sure it's still there.
Yeah.
Like, if you just get that credit card reattached, it's still there.
Or if you put another credit card number in, the account is still there. Yeah. You can pay for accounts with different cards.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not locked to a card.
No. I'm just saying, he said it like it was like, gone. I got your account deleted.
Yeah, I went in there and I said so many slurs. The dad did to delete his account. I got you permabanned. I went all, what was that Penguin Isle game in that bitch? Do you remember that?
No. Club Penguin?
Yes! I went all Club Penguin all up in there. I arranged your house into a swastika.
I wasn't Club Penguin, I was, what was the web-based game? Neopets.
Oh, that was another one where you could get pretty
that
easily
permabanned. That one's still going, at least.
What?
That one's still going, at least.
Wow!
Neopets is still going? Mm-hmm. Holy crap. Mm. Nothing ever dies.
Club Penguin died.
Yeah, it died. Yeah, that's why I brought it up. Way too many people went in there and got permabanned as a joke, because it was Club Penguin. Oh. Back when the internet felt so much less full of hate. And it was just silly
pranks. It was just simmering.
Yeah, there was a lot. You saw the prank, the hate in the pranks, but it was still there. could have used a couple more sex pranks in this movie. It would have lightened the mood.
There was, there's one scene with the Sandlers that I wanted to bring up. I know
Want to know what you want for breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite scene.
That was your favorite scene of the movie?
That was my favorite scene.
That really discredited the movie for me as, like, having any sort of, like, substance to it, though. Because she comes home.
They both know. He knows.
Well, the night before, he followed her.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He followed her and...
Well, let's start the whole process. He goes on Ashley Madison because he's like, I've been cheating, so obviously she must have been cheating.
Yeah.
He finds the most unflattering profile pic I think I have ever seen for her on Ashley Madison.
I don't think you're supposed to put your face on that.
Okay.
But yeah.
She's wearing a square of a gray sweater, and it's like hip to chin.
He's like, I know that sweater.
Yeah. It's not like she's in lingerie and he's like, I know that birthmark, or that I got her those panties for Christmas or something. It's, I know that boxy sweater. And he goes to the closet and he's like, yep, that's the one. So he must... How does he find out where she's going?
I think he follows her.
He just follows her.
Yeah, sure.
He winds up... She's not with the first guy she cheats on him with.
She's with a different guy.
She's got a taste for it now. And
he sees her with
a guy. He just kind of looks at her because it's like Longmire. No one can talk to each other in this movie. It's all telepathy.
Or texting.
Yeah, that's a form of telepathy, I guess. Message, 25 characters. And she doesn't come home. She doesn't leave. She stays out on the date. He goes home.
They see each other. She sees him.
And she's
she
like,
stays out later. Yeah.
Maybe she was just like, ooh, I don't want to deal with that tonight. I'll just go back to my hotel room. But I think so. She went, she got fucked. I think she went and continued with the affair. And then came home the next morning and is like, hey, we should talk about what happened last night. And he's like, no. I can't, no. So I'm just going to make you eggs.
What do you want in your omelet?
She's like, I've made mistakes. And he's like, I've made worse mistakes. I've mistakes, too.
Yeah, I drained our bank account to make my mistakes.
Like, we can either talk about it, or I can make you your fucking omelet. And we, like, move on with our lives.
He had so much garlic.
He had been chopping garlic since he got home that night. He's making garlic eggs.
It's like, more chopped garlic than comes in those little pre-diced...
Like, this is more than a big clove of garlic. Like, yeah. This is more than an entire clove of garlic.
A pile of garlic.
Yeah.
It's a huge pile of garlic.
I hope you like garlic in your eggs. And she's like, are you going to kill me? Because there's no music. Yeah, there's no music.
We haven't gotten to them yet, but there's two cuts to hospitals in this
movie. Hard cuts.
And those happen before this scene.
And so you're like,
I was half expecting, like, some pull a gun and shoot
it. It would have made a little more sense. So let's finally get to...
Did we cover everything with Hank? No, we didn't, because we didn't talk about what happened with his son.
Well, that'll tie us into the last one. So his son is super into Guild Wars.
Did we talk about the abortion?
That's like a side story we'll have to get to last, because I don't know how that ties into really anybody except that.
And it never concludes.
No.
Oh, wait, yeah, she threw a wok through his window.
Like, yeah. So...
That's it.
So, Hank deletes Guild Wars, and he's been texting Book Girl. And that's the next family we'll get to. They've had...
With her secret Tumblr account.
They've had a relationship.
Those goth pictures were her, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she wasn't just collecting goth girl pics.
No.
Like, I don't think she'd be into him if that was the case. Yeah, how odd that he would be into goth girls the internet.
How odd. This demon boy.
Does his avatar look like a demon? And we were like, well, it's either a demon or a really cute, fluffy thing.
Yeah.
Or there's a little bit of crossover on that Venn diagram. I tend to go for more of the demon-y avatars. Josh, I think I know...
I haven't played an MMO in a long time.
I'm just saying, like, online handle avatar kind of things. I'm saying you go more towards the cutesy ones.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Overall, in general.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. And Justin...
I do, like, a mix.
You do a mix. You're, like, the middle area. Like, edgy ponies. Like, ponies with tattoos.
Justin the Hedgehog.
Justin the Hedgehog. Don't Google Justin the Hedgehog.
No, I'm nothing like Justin the Hedgehog.
That dude's a war criminal.
I disavow Justin.
We couldn't even read what Justin the Hedgehog did on our podcast, and we have explicit rating. Like, for ethical reasons, you didn't want to say those words. I think Austin the Hedgehog was just fine. And Josh was too, if I remember right. It's just Justin's the super villain of the Hedgehog world. Is that your persona when playing these online games?
Yeah. No. I'm not going to yes and Justin the Hedgehog.
He was a special type of hedgehog that was like born evil.
Sure, he's like a shadow.
He's like a shadow, yeah.
I think he was a shadow.
Yeah, because they have guns and motorcycles, Josh.
They do in the movie, yeah.
And the PS2 game.
Yeah.
Can they say that they can cuss?
Has the shadow ever cussed?
Or
is it just like SpongeBob where it's like bleep sounds?
They just renewed a copyright for Shadow the Hedgehog for, I think, a new game.
Cool.
So, topical
Sonic. Has there ever been a 2D Sonic game with Shadow in it?
Probably.
I've never seen it, if there has. I've seen a Knuckles one for sure.
Sure.
Oh, so.
Yeah, it's a Book Girl.
Well, first, he tries to contact Book Girl and be like, I'm supposed to have my dad took away my Guild Wars.
Yeah, they're dating at this point.
Yeah.
That wasn't what he was going to text her at first.
He's like, can we sneak away?
Yeah, he was just like, it was nice talking to you kind of thing. And
well, that's first, and she deleted it.
Yeah, she deleted it. And he's like, why didn't you respond to my message?
Because this is an overbearing mother. This is the one who gave his dad the idea to delete Guild Wars, because it's demonic. I thought she was the therapist in the first part of this movie. She's not, I guess.
I think she's just a crazy
mom. She has so much time on her hands.
She can print out chat logs and read them all.
Daily. She's printing checks out her, phone her every daughter's day chat logs in 5-point font. Yeah. And she's like sitting on the couch looking at this, just like, no.
The dad is just not caring.
And the dad is like, what are you doing?
It's like, honey? Hey, can you stop being a creepazoid?
Like, this would have been fine as the entire movie. Just this family would have been really interesting.
Any of the families.
Any really. Of the any of the one families would have made for a fine movie. Yeah, she has trackers on her daughter's phone. She has installed keystroke monitors for her daughter's web. Like, every key her daughter enters gets sent to her.
It's like, somehow it's she like has a work, secret Tumblr account. Like, whenever you're at work or something.
Yeah. And, but someone's actually watching her. And she has a secret Tumblr. And I like how secretive she treats this. She's like, no one knows about this, not even my mom. And I'm like, yeah, of course not your mom. That's She's the one person who would know about it.
It's the one person you gotta keep the secret from is your mom.
And she's known as Book Girl to us because every scene she's reading a book. Because mm-hmm. why would she be on her phone? Her mom tracks it. Sandlerson sits next to her in the mall for the first time when they meet. And she's
it's
like,
not Sandler's son.
That's not?
No.
Oh, Guild Wars kid, sorry. Yeah. Hankson. And he's like, she's like, why are you sitting here? He's like, well, I don't know. We go to school together, and I don't know anybody else who's sitting alone. She's like, fine.
I'm just going to talk to you, and you can listen.
And she was like, that was brave of you. And he's like, I just sat down. She's like, no, I mean quitting the football team.
He wanted to say more, but he didn't want to scare her away.
Real inconsistent announcer here.
The narrator comes in for like a third of when that should, if it's going to do this.
So they forget that her character exists.
Totally.
It's mostly during the jerk-off scenes.
Yeah,
it
or the sex scenes.
The jerk-off scenes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's odd. that's when the narrator perks up.
Maybe it's supposed to be a humor thing.
He's Willy out. Ugh.
You don't hear a British woman in your head when you jerk off?
I wish. Talk about JLI.
Did you confirm that Sandler thinks his penis is average?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. The sex worker, whether we don't know if it's a really bad acting job meta or in the movie, is like, wow, your cock is huge. And he didn't know if... It's like playing the Stanley Parable, which I know you guys haven't played, but wait till we play it. Mm. It's got a British narrator. And it's like, he thought his cock was either average. He thought he wouldn't have been told by now if it was huge. Which must, I don't know. I don't know how much of Sandler wrote this.
None.
It would have been huge.
Nearly enough.
She would have, like, put a party hat on and brought out, like, a noise thing and a party whistle and been like, it is huge, woo! the guy... Who his wife cheats on, on the other hand.
Quite Definitely,
big.
Yeah.
Quite big. They have this whole awkward scene.
I could put like half of it in.
She's like, I want to put it in my mouth. He's like, you can put half of it. It's like, what? Oh, ah, to start? Then afterwards they're laying together and I was just like, she's going to be like, I need to go to the hospital.
We go to the hospital.
We go to the hospital. Because the Guild Wars are deleted. He texts her this one time, and he's like, hey, can we meet up? They've gone to the quarry together. They've gone and smoked cigarettes
quarry
together.
This is really nice, by the way.
Yeah, this magical quarry we spend 5 minutes in this 2-hour movie. We could spend a lot more time at this quarry.
Yeah.
That could be where a lot of the drama happens, where the kids are, and they, like, meet up and talk about
this
their parents.
This would definitely be, like, the make-out point, right? Mm.
Yeah.
With how romantic of a spot that was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but maybe they don't know about it. Only he knows about it. But she blows him off because it's not really her. It's the mom. And she's got a hold of the phone, and she's like... She
blows him off in the most parent way ever.
Can't you talk to somebody else
Can't
about
you bother
your problems?
Somebody else?
Like, your girlfriend is being completely different, and you know that her mom is controlling.
Yeah.
And he doesn't find any... That's suspicious.
Oh, no.
This conversation.
Well, but, he was in a dark
I'm gonna
place.
Block you.
He was in a dark place, Josh. His Guild Wars account just got deleted.
That's fair. The two things in his life are crumbling. His Guild Wars account and his girlfriend.
Yeah. And he recently talked to the school therapist, who I guess can prescribe...
Is that why you get the pills?
Yes. Because the therapist was like, hey, how have you been feeling after your mom deserted you, buddy?
And he's like, quit football.
Well, it kind of sucks. I found out she's getting married on Facebook, and then she blocked me 2 minutes later. He's like, oh, yeah, here's some pills. Life sucks, doesn't it?
No, he's like...
What's RL, by the
what
way?
Do you, what do you
oh,
like,
my God.
What do you like
in to, RL.
Yeah. What do you like to do? He's like, I don't know. I like to play Guild Wars. He's
what's
like,
that?
Is that a Nintendo game?
Okay, Grampy.
Come on, out of touch school therapy.
Had he said a Switch Nintendo game would have been fine. A little bit more modern. They're, like we said, there's so much corporate branding in this. They literally show Pornhub videos.
Yeah.
They're probably still up today.
Yeah. I mean, we have a fap check for you now, Josh. We can advertise on those channels.
Google Tory Black.
Tory Black gets a new vibrator, I think it was. I guarantee it's still up there. It's probably under official Tory Black channel now because people have more rights than they did in 2014 mm-hmm. under porn. But I bet it's still up there. Yeah.
I came here for men, women, and children in the comment section.
It's still up! Hooray! I just saw this clip on men write like a huge 5-paragraph article. Check us out at fapcheck@gmail.com. So he attempts suicide. He takes all the anxiety medications.
That's a very... You just said a very drastic...
He kills himself.
Jarring statement there. And it's very tonally shifting.
Because he's in, like you said, a dark place.
He lost his Guild Wars and his girlfriend just said...
Go away. You bug me.
If you message me again, I'll block you.
Which is kind of a hollow threat. Like, why not just block? Why also give him one more chance?
Not how a kid would probably act.
No.
No, it just block you.
That is
mom.
A parent statement just like, if I've ever heard one. If you message me again, I'll block you.
Whenever her mom deleted all the stuff off her computer, I'm like, she didn't empty the trash can.
Oh, her mom's pissed. So she fucking drags every icon on her
it's
desktop.
It's still all there.
Well, no, she click and drags every icon on her desktop and drags it to the trash. And I'm like, most of those are just links to what's on her hard drive. Yeah. And yeah, you didn't empty the trash. Like, most of those are just like, shortcuts to what's
actually there.
You seem like a high-tech nerd.
Your tech level is inconsistent.
Yeah. It's a lot of inconsistencies. So...
So he...
Yeah, he attempts suicide. Yeah. She knows this?
Yeah, she figures out...
Well, she knows that I think the mom took her phone and she gets worried about him, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe he sent out a post on Facebook like, my Guild Wars account!
She's like, he loved Guild Wars!
Oh no. This is life and death, mother.
She goes to check on him.
You can't track my bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Not whenever she took her phone.
I guess she did. Because she finds her when she's at the hospital. She finds...
Someone probably called her.
I like how she goes into Hank's house and she's like, where's your son? And he's like, probably in his room on his stupid computer. Not playing Guild Wars, I can tell you that. Why?
Oh, God.
He's dying. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he'd do
didn't
that.
Didn't die.
No. They.
Movie's not that dark.
Just foaming at the
I ball. Don't know if school therapists can prescribe pills that'll kill you in any amount. These are like placebos.
He was foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, placebos. Sugar. Just that angry about Guild Wars.
Guild Wars!
1,000 hours!
Do you know how hard it was to get that entire set of armor, Father? You've never worked so hard in your entire life.
I had a rare mount that I farmed.
They don't
for
even sell it anymore!
5 days straight!
It was a limited time event!
I bet if you're a Guild Wars fan and watched the screen caps, you could tell that he is not. 1,000 hours. It's probably a starter.
No, Josh, the director specifically ground for 100 hours.
Maybe.
That's where all the time in this movie went. Oh, shit, I forgot to write the script. I played too much Guild Wars.
I kind of want to go back and check if his account name
Ooh.
Was ever shown to see if his account is still active.
I bet there's a laptop with that account information on it you can buy from a prop studio.
I didn't get the Twilight laptop. First world regrets.
Josh will be on his deathbed. The Twilight laptop.
It was so portable.
It probably had a lot of emails between Bella
and I bet
Jacob and Edward that they didn't read in the movies. They would be like supplementary info that no one else knows about.
Mm-hmm.
And you could like trickle them to the public. She realizes how utterly terrible of a mother she's been, stalking
her
daughter.
And she's standing in the hallway of the hospital.
And she's like, oh, I almost killed that boy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She'd go through with it the next time, so I get her all to myself again.
That's all we see, though. We don't see... Oh, she removes the key.
Yeah, she pulls out the keystroke.
It's not getting in trouble at all.
No. No one suffers any consequence in this movie whatsoever.
Well, I mean, everyone has a really shit life.
I mean, like, legal or...
Then there's, like, anything like that. C plot.
Okay.
Where there's this... The tall girl.
She is Jay... What's his name?
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Daughter.
She has an eating disorder.
Yes.
And I guess she used to be...
She used to be fat.
Really chubby, yeah, because they're like, you go on Biggest Loser.
She went on a diet over the summer.
Yeah, because she had a crush on a dude.
A real scumbag.
And the narrator was like, she's liked this guy since 7th grade, even though she once overheard him say, I would fuck her if I could find the hole.
Because she was so fat.
She was fat.
I see. Okay. That's... Wow. What a drastic, unhealthy body transformation then. Because the actor who plays her is rail thin. And you'd think that at that point...
Yeah.
Like, if she'd always been on the slim side, whatever. She's a teenage girl. But at that point, you'd think the parents would be like, hey, we need to get her help. Well, the parent. Because she does have a mother.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't show up until she's in the hospital.
In the hospital, yeah.
Yeah, so there's...
I mean, we don't really see J.K. Simmons all that much either.
Sure.
There's, like, one other scene where he talks to her in her room or whatever. Because he's giving her food. And she's, like, smelling the food and eating celery.
Oh, yeah. They have a nice shepherd's pie. So for, like, 3 minutes, this turns into the movie Kids. Because she goes over to this house and is playing some... These guys are playing some imaginary guitar game that I don't know about, but I will find out about.
I think she orchestrates this.
Yeah.
So that she's at her friend's house.
She cranks up the thermostat and, like, serves a bunch of salty drinks and, like, empties the soda into the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to go out for Moss drinks. And I'm like, don't sleep with him. And she's like, well, since we're all alone, what do you think about my new bod? And he's like, have you hooked up yet? Mm-hmm. Is something all the kids are saying now to each other in this movie. They're like, oh, I haven't hooked up. I'm not hooking up. Have you hooked up? Oh, I hooked up last time. It's like, just ask if they're a fucking virgin. You don't have to make up these new terms. We haven't said who the director is yet, but it's Ian Reitman's son.
Mm-hmm. Jason.
Jason Reitman, who worked on, I think, some of the new Ghostbusters movies. He took over his dad's reins there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've critiqued a lot of his dad's movies on this podcast. From Animal House, I think he worked on Caddyshack, Christmas Vacation...
Good movies.
I want to say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. He worked on that with the Breakfast Club gang. But this is not anything like that.
No.
This does not hold a candle. And we've always been like, oh, those movies don't hold up very well. They have jokes.
Mm-hmm.
They have characters that are memorable. They have stories. They have plots. They have, like, believable backgrounds. This is just kind of a clusterfuck of suburbia.
Oh, you gotta talk about the abortion, though.
Depressing way. Oh, I'm getting to it.
Yeah.
Okay, are you?
So...
Sound like you're wrapping up.
So they have sex.
Yeah.
And it ends like that. We watch it through a door. Like, it's like Skidamarink for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It cuts to a door shot. And you don't hear anything, you don't see anything.
She's, like, reluctant at first, and then he's like, well, we can stop if you want. I'm not, like, a rapist or anything.
But you're gonna have to do it eventually.
Yeah, you might as well get it out of the way with my scummy dick. And she's like, do you have a condom at least? And he's like, no, you can't use a condom your first time. Like, dropping these horrible fucking lies. Yeah, she gets prego. And I don't know what happened to the video quality here. But, like, it's following her, and she's in the bathroom, and she's, like, looks at her stomach, and she's filming part of it, and it's swollen.
It was the embryo, I guess.
An embryo got lodged in her fallopian tube, which can be deadly.
And because she was so rail thin from the dye, and it self-aborted?
Yeah, and she passed out at school bleeding, and so that's why she got called to the hospital. And
they just hard cut to that. They sure were going... from pulling out her phone and then passing out.
And it shows her being wheeled to the ambulance.
Yeah. I was like, does this dude have, like, a monster penis or something?
Like, or does he have, like, an STD? Like, I knew she was going to get pregnant,
STD?
Though.
What the hell kind of STD?
Just takes you out?
Takes you out like that.
German herpes.
Going to get a paranormal twist.
It's an It Follows sequel, like a secret one. Have you seen that, Josh?
I don't think so.
It Follows is fantastic. Yeah, it's a paranormal STD movie.
Okay.
And, like, not cheesy, like, really well done. Like, mm-hmm. scary. I love it. It's got
Couldn't they just stop fucking and that would...
Well, we might actually watch it someday because it's really well done. Great soundtrack, kind of dream-like.
He's like, oh, great, a horror movie about fucking. Yeah, I can't wait.
A boner.
It's not, though. It's not that at all. Okay. Like, yeah, I think you'll like it. All
right.
The way it's presented. Well, you've never seen The Ring, so I can't compare it to that.
No.
Okay.
Or The Grudge.
Well, that doesn't have the same curse logic.
Sure. I was going to compare it to The Ring. Like, Yeah, you don't have to, like, pass the tape on. You can just not fuck.
Well, then it kills you.
Oh, is that how the movie works?
Mm-hmm. That's the curse, is you have to pass it on.
I see.
They're not just passing on a curse for fun.
Okay. I just have to not have sex for 7 days and I'll be fine.
Why are they all just having sex?
I get it now. What was the truth or dare horror?
Truth or dare.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw this in theaters.
Yeah. That had, like, the really crazy marketing gimmicks. And...
It was around the same time the first Smile came out, mm-hmm. I think. And Smile 2 was actually pretty good.
It was
good.
Way before Smile, wasn't it?
It was...
That was... I haven't seen Truth or Dare. I've just read
I feel like it was around the same time. Maybe a couple years earlier.
Maybe.
Okay.
But she... Yeah, she doesn't get an abortion itself.
Self-aborts because of her weight.
That's how the doctor that's how her family finds out about, thankfully, all her medical troubles. And
they're just like,
hopefully they're supportive. I mean, they stay there at the hospital. They're like, not like, you're out. She tries to talk to this boy and be like, hey, you knocked me up, but we're kind of out of the woods now, but he's ghosting her. And it's really gross because they're like 5 feet away in the hallway. And he's like texting her, I'll see you later. Meet me after midnight. It's like, just talk to him. They're right there.
She was, like, going to go hook up with him again, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think she just wanted to talk because...
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to hook up after that. Like, that soon after.
Yeah.
I don't think she was horny.
I think
she was,
that's
like,
what he was looking for, though.
I think she caught feelings because it was the first person she slept with. I think she's like, why did you, like, fuck me and then ghost me?
Well, she had feelings for him before.
Exactly, yeah. But he's like... You have to come over after midnight because I'll be out with the boys.
I was talking about his intentions.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He definitely probably ready to smash again. He's like, you got to come over after midnight because I'll be out with the football boys. She's like, that's over 2 miles away. He's like, yeah, there's nothing. You can walk it.
She goes there and just smashes his window.
Because he's not home. Like, they made plans and he's not there after midnight after she walked 2 miles. I mean, it's not...
Did she have a bike, too?
It's not safe to walk anywhere by yourself, but this is, like, suburbia.
This is 2014 suburbia.
I'm saying she's probably okay, but still don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, take a buddy or something.
I mean, don't do most of the things in this movie.
Don't do any of the things in this movie. This was a terrible movie.
Make an omelet.
With way too much garlic. Too much garlic.
You can play
I gotta eat it now.
You can play Guild Wars.
When I'm playing Hotel Transylvania, I method act, so I don't get any garlic for those months we're shooting. Oh, were there any other little plot lines?
I think we covered
pretty... I think we got it all.
It seems pretty faithful to the book from...
Oh, there was, like, the fact that the football team was gonna beat up the dude.
Oh, and he kind of turned it on them.
Yeah.
This is Timothy Chalamet's first movie, and he gets his ass handed to him by the kid from Baby Driver. Right? That's the kid?
Yep.
He looks horrible, by the way. The guy from Baby Driver, this haircut, it looks like a young Dexter wig.
It's not a very good haircut.
He looks awful this whole movie. He looks like first season the trailer trash kid from Stranger Things. This, like, just mop top hair. Ugh. This was bad.
It was not a very good movie.
This wasn't great.
And we paused it at one point, and I was like, it can't have that much. And it had almost an hour left to it.
It felt really long.
Yeah. Everyone's lives fall apart. And we get...
And that's not... And somehow it's not exciting.
No! And we only get this, like, brief 5-second glimmer of hope at the end when they're showing everyone. And it's like, hey, you remember that lady who took pictures of her daughter and sold them? We're getting back together, I guess.
Yeah, I thought it was going to end on, like, because the point of... It was like, nothing matters and blah, blah, blah. And I thought that's why it was going to end on everyone's lives just falling apart.
Yeah.
And that's it. And there's no redemption. But no, everyone starts
to redeem. It's a really depressing movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Like, I don't want to see that things get better after. Shit, just leave me with my feelings.
Yeah. But they try. They're like, oh, we can't leave people in that dark of a place. But it's too little.
Sandler was like, no, that can't happen.
Yeah. But his didn't resolve in any way. We didn't come back to them. You think they're getting a divorce?
I think they're going to keep up their lives for their kids.
Ooh, just horribly unhappy.
Until they leave the house.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen?
Seemed like they were okay while they were fucking other people.
Yeah.
Sure, but once it came out in the open and he was not okay with it, he looks really like he's going to kill her. Well, is he going to keep paying for it? That's $800 a pop.
An hour.
Yeah. Oh, there's a great metaphor in this where the sun is getting ready to masturbate and then it cuts outside to the sprinklers going off. Yeah. And Josh is like, ah, I get it. I've watched enough movies.
I don't think I would have gotten that a couple years ago.
Why did they cut to this?
If this was a Sandler... I was expecting so many Sandler things. This movie, right? Yeah. When they started cheating each other, she fiddles with her ring.
Yeah.
And puts it back on. It's like, oh, they're both going to bail... The middle of
and
their
realize they love each other.
And love each other? No, no. Mm-mm. They just go through with it.
Sandler hated being in
I thought they were going to see each other.
Yeah.
While we're out.
And then hook up. No. Yep.
Nope.
Nope. They just go fully through with it. Her with multiple people. And we have no idea how it's going to resolve. We get no clue.
I think she took the omelet.
Yeah, probably took the omelet.
The poison omelet.
The garlic omelet.
Honey, but I'm allergic to garlic.
That would have been great. Because he was like, when she was trying to talk, it was like, what do you want in your omelet? Do you want, like, onions or, like, chop? Like, I thought he was going to say garlic and just start dumping garlic
into the pan. He just lost it. We see a cheerleader model actress sitting alone on a stage at school.
Uh-huh.
We don't know if she became an actress.
Yeah, she just...
It kind of just looks like she wandered into the theater.
We don't get a lot of conclusion.
No.
And the conclusions we do get, I don't like.
No. So, Justin.
Yeah.
You brought this curse upon us.
Kind of.
I think a proper way to dispel it would be by either recommending it or not recommending it.
I'm going to say not
recommend. Why is that?
Because of all of the reasons we outlined before.
Pretty much the whole episode was the con list.
It was boring.
It was boring visually, too. Mm-hmm. It was shot really boring. Everyone was wearing, like, drab.
And a lot of dark scenes, nighttime scenes.
And it was always in suburban house. Yeah, the scene where he's waiting for the escort and hides behind the dark pillar in the hotel to watch
her. Just, like, awkwardly shuffles to her.
And she's like, oh, this is your first time.
Out of the shadows.
And she's like, yeah, everyone says it's their first time, but you... I believe it.
You're Adam Sandler. It must
be. They hook up again.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the same one twice.
Yep.
That's the price of a used car.
Maybe he is Sandler rich.
He might be.
He's just not buying his son a used car.
Why does he think he's done worse things than his wife?
Because of the money he's spent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm spending our money.
I bought my son this computer last year to help him with homework. All he does is jerk off on it, and all I do is jerk off on it now, too. I was waiting for a scene where somebody walked in on him, on his son's computer, either his wife or his son or his...
If this was written by Sandler, that would have happened.
Or his elusive little son.
The son would have walked in on him.
The missing little one. Josh, would you recommend this?
No, I would not.
Why?
I think for different reasons. I think because... I saw cool stuff happening in this movie, and every time I got excited, it just kicked me in the dick.
Yeah.
Like, every time we saw a cool, interesting relationship happening, we didn't stay long enough for me to feel anything about these characters. And, like, every time... Like you said earlier, right, if we had followed one of these sets of parents and characters, that could have been a pretty fun movie.
Yeah. Or even, like, two of them.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's four...
And they're all terrible.
Families.
They're all terrible. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, you want
Well, Hank... Book Girl and well, Gilbert's guy are...
That's why on the poster, they're the only two in the middle embracing...
The poster, by the way, is the cover of
it. And until you find out... Until you find out how dark it is with the other, like, at the end of the movie, you're really rooting for the single mom...
And Hank. Yeah. Oh, they look cute.
They're
pushing you to that because it's showing like three couples, two of them are cheating on each other, and then them, and they're just like having margaritas, and you're like, oh, I hope it works out for them.
And then you're just like,
oh. I don't want it to work out for them. Yeah, run away, Hank.
It's also really jarring, right? We go from like cute relationship into hospital scenes and passing out in stalls covered in blood. And,
ma'am, were you
like pick a lane?
The cops are here. Were you selling illicit photos of your daughter?
Horror movie or romance warm comedy movie?
Because that mom and the other mom could have teamed up. The stalker mom, like she was from a horror movie, 100%. Yeah, not very rom-com at all.
No. It would have been better picking.
I'm going to dispel this curse and get us out of this miasma of October.
Recommending it, right?
I would not recommend it.
No?
Poof, there it is.
You got to tell us why.
Now the movie doesn't exist
Sandler-ween. No, it doesn't. Like, this movie has been
We could do Sandler-ween if we do Transylvania 3 and 4, which are our next. We could do Sandler-ween.
Don't tempt me. People are going to start writing in just to see if we're okay. would you like to play Guild Wars? You've been watching too much Sandler.
Have any of us played Guild Wars?
I have.
Nice. You were pretty big into MMOs for a while.
I liked MMOs for a while, yeah. But then it just started feeling more like a job.
Yeah, and a job you're paying for, which is the worst part. And like you said, back then you couldn't make a career out of it. I felt bad for this kid. His mom ran away, and he's playing on a laptop with, like, the built-in laptop keyboard. I'm like, I don't think he even has a mouse.
Yeah, he's just using, like,
the nipple?
The touchpad.
I was thinking, you remember the nipple?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. I played Diablo 2 with the nipple when it first came out because I didn't have a mouse and keyboard on the laptop. And I'm like, get this kid a keyboard and mouse to Hank. If he's playing and he's this hardcore, that's a way to redeem it. People actually like ask for forgiveness and redemption at the end of the movie. We don't get any of that. We just get like, well, I guess things are fine the way they are. So yeah, that's... probably why no one would recommend this. You can't find it. We looked for this on every single streaming service, even the weird, lesser-known ones, and the only thing we could find were the trailers from 2013 on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up having to stream this on a site we won't name. Good luck finding it. If you want that site, message us at PapCheck. No. If you want to listen to any of our episodes, check them out at podcasts.com. Check us out on the Have You Seen podcast on Instagram, where we link all previous episodes for free for all our shows. Check us out at Amazeballs, where we talk about TV. We've all brought our own sort of flavor to that. We went to France last summer for Josh. Justin has brought us some One Piece. I've made us watch a lot of Baywatch. They're a lot of fun. We're doing a whole Dexter series right now where we're talking about the entirety of every series there is of Dexter with our roommate Aziz. So check that out. And check out What About Wrestling, where Nick and Justin talk about different pay-per-view wrestling events in great detail. You want to pull up that website, Justin? Check our email? See if anybody's emailed us?
We didn't make money, for the record.
It didn't, no.
$16 million budget, made $2.3 million.
Holy crap.
That's actually a loss.
Yeah.
That's worldwide?
Yeah.
Was this like a Christmas Day movie? Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have...
They didn't talk
email
about
it? You don't have your phone?
I don't.
Oh, okay. We'll have to check later. I'll
read twice as many emails next week.
Because Josh will read your email if you send it to us at fapcheck@gmail.com. These can be recommendations... reviews of your own for things we've watched, or review our podcast. Start a podcast where you review episodes of our podcast. That could be fun.
Sure.
Have you listened?
Have you?
Have you?
Yeah, I want to keep Have You Listened for a vinyl show eventually.
Okay. Music review show.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, have check you it heard? Out. Have you heard Have You Listened?
Have you seen Have You Seen?
Yeah, there we go. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey guys, have you seen...